here's a story from The World.
27 years ago today, April 7th, 1994, it began, the Rwandan genocide. The mass slaughter was triggered after the shooting down of a plane which was carrying then-president Juvenal Habyarimana. He died in the crash. Habyarimana was Hutu. For the next 100 days, armed militias engaged in a killing spree against the ethnic minority Tutsis and also moderate Hutus. Some 800,000 people died. The French were allies of the Hutu government in 1994. Today, at long last, France's government archives from that period were opened up to the public. Reporter Rebecca Rossman is based in Paris and joins me now. Rebecca, why is it significant that the French government archives from that period of genocide are now open to the public?
Well, I think it's pretty significant that the French government is willing to publicly release documents which provide clear evidence that doesn't necessarily cast France in the best light. You know, a lot of people don't necessarily realize France's role in Rwanda. It was a Belgian colony. And the French president at the time, François Mitterrand, and his government were looking to hold a certain amount of influence in the French-speaking parts of Africa, and they saw an opportunity with Rwanda. This was in the early 90s, as you mentioned, and the leader of the Rwandan government at the time was a man named Juvenal Habyarimana. Later, Habyara's government would become recognized as a racist and corrupt regime, but at the time, François Mitterrand saw Habyarimana as an entry point to this region. And what these documents show, and there's more than 8,000 documents here, is that Mitterrand was kind of, you know, pretty much willing to overlook all these negative things about Habyarimana and his regime, because he saw him as this ally to really just keep la francophonie, francophone-speaking parts of Africa, to keep the francophonie alive. So he sent troops into Rwanda in 1990. He provided weapons to the regime and military training, all in the months leading up to the genocide.
President Emmanuel Macron commissioned a report released in March. It concluded that France's role during the 1994 Rwandan genocide was a monumental failure. I mean, those are strong words. What were the highlights of that report?
Well, that's one of the highlights. You know, he also said that France spared serious and overwhelming responsibilities for what happened in Rwanda. But what's also really interesting is the author of the report, a historian named Vincent Declercq, he stopped short of saying France was complicit in the genocide. And he actually made a point to say that based on the evidence that he and 14 other historians reviewed, France is cleared of complicity for the death of 800,000 ethnic Tutsis and the decades of instability that really followed throughout the region after.
So is there a specific reason this report that came out in March and the government archives being opened up today, is there a reason this is all happening now?
Well, Macron commissioned the report 2 years ago, and I think he did this because relations between France and Rwanda have, you know, of course, been quite tense since the genocide. And I think many analysts would say Macron sees this as an opportunity to extend a sort of olive branch to Rwanda by acknowledging some share of the responsibility. A lot of these details, they've long been, you know, known by historians, journalists, and this is really the first time they're being acknowledged officially by the French government. So the hope is that this can be a first step towards an official reconciliation between Rwanda and France.
How has the Rwandan government reacted to all this going on in Paris?
So the Rwandan president, Paul Kagame, has said it's an important step towards a common understanding of what took place. It shows the desire for France, you know, for leaders to move forward with a good understanding of what happened. But I should also say at the same time, the Rwandan government says it's planning its own report, which will, quote, complement and enrich France's conclusions. And the Rwandan government has said as recently as 2017 that France was complicit in the genocide. So I wouldn't be surprised if we see more details in their report trying to make that link.
Reporter Rebecca Rossman speaking with us from Paris. Thank you very much, Rebecca.
Thanks, Marco.
From PRX.